Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. Cold customers were thrilled when MGM Casino at National Harbor opened its doors a half hour ahead of schedule last night, but that early start did nothing to relieve the crowds, which filled the casino to capacity within an hour, forcing folks to stand in line well into the night to get into the doors. The 5,000-space parking garage was also closed when it filled up, and police closed off two beltway exits leading to the harbor in a bid to free up traffic on the Wilson Bridge, which was jammed before midnight. Early reviews of the casino seemed to be positive, though some complained there was not a single empty slot machine to be found. Expect to see larger than normal crowds at the Air and Space Museum in the coming days as folks pay tribute to and find out more about John Glenn.
Whether you're going to learn more about John Glenn or pay tribute to the space pioneer, the Air and Space Museum's Margaret Whitecamp says there's plenty for visitors to look at already on display.
The Boeing Milestone to Flight Hall, which is the museum's building on the National Mall, was just renovated and reopened in July, and his Friendship 7 Mercury spacecraft is a featured object.
She says the museum also has Glenn's spacesuit from 1962 on display in the Space Race Hall. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
John Glenn spent decades living in Arlington, where he and his wife bought a house across the street from what is now Discovery Elementary School, named in honor of the shuttle that Glenn flew on as the oldest astronaut in space.
We talk about a lot of great people, and we learn from a lot of great people, but to know that somebody really and truly was right here in the very spot that we're learning, it makes it that much more interesting and special.
That's Discovery's principal, Aaron Russo. The Republican field for next year's governor's race in Virginia has just gotten smaller. Congressman Rob Whitman has dropped out, saying he can do the most good by staying in Congress, where he serves on the House Armed Services Committee. With Whitman out, that leaves three. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie, and State Senator Frank Wagner vying for the Republican nomination. The politics are unsettled in South Korea, where lawmakers have voted to impeach that country's president.
For weeks, Park Geun-hye has been the target of millions of protesters after reports she colluded with a longtime friend to extort money from companies while giving that friend more power in government affairs. Park has denied the claims. Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn assumes leadership until a constitutional court rules on whether Park must permanently step down. If Park is unseated, the country will hold a presidential election within 60 days. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Here's a reminder to keep an eye on your stoop this holiday season. Police in Howard County busted two men for going door-to-door and stealing delivered packages off of porches. They recovered 77 in all stashed into the suspect's truck. Police spent yesterday re-delivering the packages to residents who were home. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 54,17. In sports, the Wizards down Denver at the phone booth. The Maryland women reached 10-0 with a win over St. Peter's. And on Thursday Night Football, the Chiefs control the AFC West with a win over the Raiders. That ends Oakland's six-game win streak. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed. So when you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
That's everything you need to know from the Weather Channel.
A winter weather advisory.
And Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Rooter is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Rooter for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. Call 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in on the Suitland Parkway. Boy, this accident cleanup continues and delays actually growing here. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway after Silver Hill Road. But before you get to Branch Avenue, still have that far left lane blocked with delays at least from Silver Hill Road. So expect that as you're heading inbound again on the Suitland Parkway. Right now, trip to the Wilson Bridge, wide open. Great ride. No problems on the Beltway currently. 66 pushing a little bit below speed as you head towards Centerville and definitely sluggish inside the Beltway eastbound through Falls Church. No problems to report coming off the Greenway or the toll road. 270 passing Urbana down toward 109. Seeing a bit of that volume on the increase as well, but lanes open. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStar Heart Institute. Institute.org/womenshearts and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are precipitation free, but the colds come on in. Near 40 this afternoon, it will feel colder. Clear, chilly tonight, still breeze, upper 20s. Outlying areas will be colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 40. Mostly cloudy Sunday, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 31 in Arlington, 27 in Gaithersburg, 31 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Supporters of the D.C. restaurant that was victimized by fake news are holding a weekend pizza love-in. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, it is now 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have an embarrassment of riches this morning as we go through the morning. 6:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Trevor Maddich, talk about the Redskins Eagles. Michelle Malkin, always a great guest. She's going to be here at 7:05. We're going to talk about the life and time of John Glenn with astronauts Tom Jones at 7:15 and astronaut Clayton Anderson at 8:05. At 7:35, Stuart Varney, and at 8:35, Brett Baer. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
All right, we've tackled the Christmas card issue. We've tackled the Christmas tree issue.
Yeah, fake or real, we got that settled yesterday.
It's now time for the front yard decorations. And the inspiration for our conversation comes from a fantastic article. I highly recommend it at the Weekly Standard by one Jonathan V. Last, one of the better writers in town. The article is entitled, Do You See What I See? And he talks about what's going on in his little cul-de-sac in Virginia right now. And before we get too far into it, there are a lot of issues that can be brought up when you discuss the front yard Christmas decorations. Let's start with the basics, colored or white lights. I mean, that's a major deal. Do you go with the colored lights or the white lights? Do you go...
There's no debate.
Do you go blinking or not? Do you go, you know, and but then you start talking about the displays on the front lawn and the rooftop, and well, things get out of control and it can spiral pretty quickly. And I want to know if you are that guy, or that wife who asks the guy to do that, to go overboard and have your house be the one that could actually land a 747 on your cul-de-sac if needed. Or even worse, are you like Jonathan Last here from the Weekly Standard? Are you living next door to that guy?
and you've got a problem with it. 888-630-9625. This Christmas, with your front yard decorations, are you a Grinch or are you a Griswold? Of course, the Griswold's there from Christmas Vacation. Can I just read this quick little passage
here?
Yeah,
please do. Yeah.
I now live on a little cul-de-sac in exurban Virginia that is the exact opposite of classy. My neighborhood features the whole parade of horribles, blinking, flashing lights, inflatable lawn sculptures the size of igloos. One house has an illuminated trio of Star Wars characters posed as the three wise men on the front lawn, and my neighbors love to share. After the first Christmas, when I didn't put any decorations outside our house, the lady next door, a sweet Christian Secret Service agent, presented me with a shiny, 4-foot-tall aluminum Snoopy ringed by blinking lights. I tried to demur, but she insisted not only on giving it to me, but helping me set it up, too. I was both touched and horrified. When she moved away, blinking Snoopy went up in the attic, and we went back to having no Christmas decorations. I thought this was perfectly normal. My neighbors did not. Rich asked me about it a couple years ago. Is there something wrong, he asked. Do you just not like Christmas? Well, are you like that neighbor? Is it not Christmas unless you've got a garish, disgusting display of Star Wars characters as the three wise men and an aluminum Snoopy?
Yeah.
Or are you more like the author here, Jonathan Last, who likes to celebrate Christmas in their own private way, within their own homes, and not bringing down the property values of your entire cul-de-sac? 888-630-9625. I'm with the writer. I did it early on in my life when I lived in suburban Southern California, and I had the kids. I went out there, and I did the decorations, and I did the basics. I did the lights around the gutters, you know, and then some lights on the palm tree.
Yeah.
I do like putting the Christmas tree lights on the palm tree when you live in a place like Florida or California. But the problem with putting up the lights, which is always a fun and festive thing and the kids always want to participate in, no one's there when it's time to take it all down.
Oh, no.
That's
right.
And it's just not something that I'm into. And I'd rather spend my time and my money focusing on more appropriate ways to celebrate.
Well, first let me go back to that question you posed a moment ago. Colored lights or white lights? And the answer is both. That is the answer to that question. And it is a question that has plagued the ages. There's no doubt about that. I like my colored lights to be all one color. And in fact, I have been...
Wait, what? So like all red or
all red, exactly.
Really?
Now, there was a time when I owned a house that had these amazing roof lines on it. And I got started with some red lights. And first, I just went around the gutters. Mm. Then I went back to the at that time, Hechinger's, got some more red lights. And I started running them up these roof lines, up the top of the roof and along the edge of the roof.
So you could see, like, at nighttime, you could see still the outline of your entire home.
And they all stood up in absolutely perfect straight rows, straight up. Not
wow.
one, you know.
That takes a lot of thumbtacks there.
It took a lot of little staples.
Yeah,
and people criticized me for stapling into my roof. But nonetheless, lights were awesome. They were awesome. I have had, and I think he still exists, the inflatable Santa.
Oh no!
Yes, I did.
No,
he would, and
that's just
I love the
the inflatable ones are the worst.
Well,
I'm sorry. By the way,
I also had an inflatable Frankenstein for Halloween.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Those are terrible.
And by the way, Frank made an appearance this Halloween.
Frank.
And so
I don't like this. And I would. I'm sorry, Brian. We spent a lot of time together, and it's a great thing. I would hate living next door to you. I do not want to live next door to this house.
I have had illuminated reindeer in my yard.
God, that's terrible.
I did it. And then one year, because of some travel that was scheduled during the holidays, and I was going to be very busy on some other stuff, I just decided I wasn't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And amazingly, every single person in the neighborhood, I think at one point or another, stopped by and say, "What's the matter? We love your lights. We love
Christmas.
Your Christmas."
Did someone die?
No, they just wanted to know if everything was okay, And so I realized that I needed to go back to doing it.
So the next year you did it up even more.
I flipped the switch. Supernova.
This is Wilson's house.
That's right.
As a heavenly choir emerges from the clouds, illuminating your home. like you're in Bethlehem, oh, those many
That's
few
right.
thousand
because
years ago.
Nothing says happy birthday, sweet baby Jesus, more than a bunch of electric lights.
100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Hey!
25,000.
Well, I hope nobody I know drives by and sees me standing in the yard staring at the house in my pajamas.
If they know your dad, they won't think anything of it.
Russ in Centerville, are you the guy who lights up the house, or are you suffering because you live next to that guy?
I'm suffering a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'm suffering so much that I came up with this idea one year. I'm going to buy a giant silver Mylar bag and drape my entire house over top with this bag so that the lights from across the street will reflect onto my house and people will look at my house in wonderment saying, how did he do it? How did he get all those lights and stuff around his house? What do you think of that, guys?
I don't know. Cool? I tried to visualize it. Will that work?
Nah.
Absolutely. It'll absolutely work. Everybody will be looking at my house now.
All right.
And not his.
All right. Russ is ready for it.
I love the people.
Good job, Russ. Thanks.
Did you see that picture? It's around the internet. So you got this guy who does everything, all the lights, all the little lawn animals, the whole nine yards. And then the guy next to him doesn't have anything except a sign that points in the direction of that house and goes, ditto.
See, exactly.
Now, there's a good way. I mean, you're at least expressing the sentiment even if you don't get up on the roof and risk your life and limb to put up those stupid lights.
I want to know if it's gotten uncomfortable or even downright antagonistic in your neighborhood when this issue is raised about the decorations. Because, you know, we had this conversation during the political campaign that people would, you know, be upset if there was a lawn sign for the candidate that you didn't like. And I get that. But what about this? If you're suddenly sitting next to, you know, what looks like the runway at Dulles with all of the lights next to you, you're trying to get some sleep and it's got a little tacky. What's going on in your neighborhood? 888-630-WMAL at 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning commute, not so bad. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. It's looking good. Like sometimes we get this Friday break. I'm 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Looks good. 270 through Urbana and 109. That's where I see the volume. Suitland Parkway. We started off struggling this morning with the early crash inbound Suitland Parkway after Silver Hill Road, but before you get to Branch Avenue. But crews tell me it looks like just about ready to open that left lane that's been blocked at the scene of the crash. Again, inbound on the Suitland Parkway on 66 into Centerville. A little bit of volume and still a bit sluggish inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny, windy, and cold today. High of 40 degrees. That cold weather that the rest of the country's been dealing with and that we've been warning you about, it's coming. It's basically here. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-20s. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny, high around 40. Overnight low again in the mid-20s. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the low 40s again. But let's face it, we're not getting it nearly as bad as other parts of the country. Right now, 31 degrees at 6:17.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Better with music getting you into the spirit for Christmas than some
lights.
Garish display in front of your house. If I'm going to do anything, it'll just be simple white lights just outside along the thing. But none of this. Well,
see, no, the white lights go on the bushes and the net lights and all that.
Is that how it works? Net lights. Boy, you're taking a shortcut there, Wilson.
Well, I mean, listen, they work.
Yeah.
And now, you know, if I were still doing this, the thing that I would be adding to my repertoire would be the laser things.
Oh,
the snowflakes and the stars and the red and green stars.
Oh, no.
I would definitely have lasers.
Oh, great.
Lasers!
So there's
what a great idea for Christmas decor. Who came up with that idea?
So there's some kind of rave going on over in Wilson's front yard to celebrate baby Jesus.
The FAA will come visit your house and saying you're disturbing aircraft in flight.
John in Dumfries, you're on WMAL. Brian loves the displays.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan.
Well, I'm one of those crazy people who love to go all out, but I try to keep it tasteful. I stick to just snowflakes, strings of lights. I've got a mega tree in the front yard that can do 16 million different colors on each bulb, and it's all animated to music.
Oh, no. You synced it up to music?
I love that.
No, wait a minute. If it's synced up to music, that means you've got a speaker out there, so your neighbors are...
No speaker. I have a sign out front. Tune to this station in your car, and you can hear the music, so it doesn't bother the neighbor.
Wow. Well,
that's brilliant.
That it is, except the only problem is you should sync it up to the programming on WMAL.
That's right.
That would be pretty cool, you know. Listen to Mornings on the Mall, and our voices would sync up with the... well, we'll work on that, John. Thank you. Back to Jonathan last at the Weekly Standard. Mm-hmm. As I write this, I'm gazing out at Rich's front yard. There are 10 reindeer, 5 snowmen, 3 peacocks, an Eiffel Tower, and much, much more. Rich's lawn menagerie has grown over the years so that it eventually spilled over into his next-door neighbor Michelle's property. And so shamed by Rich's example of good cheer and forbearance this year, I bought a Christmas decoration for the outside of the house. It's a laser projector that shines thousands of tiny moving red and green dots on the facade of the house. And this is not just any projector. It's the one as seen on TV, which makes it extra not classy. And that's the thing. There's no class involved. At some point, isn't it just sort of a little over the top? At what? Who taps you on the shoulder, Wilson,
and says, you've done it? And this was the debate that was going on with my sister and her husband during Thanksgiving. I went home to Texas to visit with my sister and at Thanksgiving, and there's an annual debate that goes on. I mean, there's a real fight going on about when he turns on the lights, because he starts putting them up like weeks before Thanksgiving. And it's quite a display. I'm telling you, it's really something. And he wants to test the lights each night.
Oh, well, you got to test the lights.
Well,
you might have a short, you might have a bulb.
But my sister says, no, you cannot turn on the lights until after Thanksgiving.
Don't push the season.
And I sort of agree with that assessment, but Andy, my brother-in-law, great guy, is out there early on pushing the limits under the auspices of, I'm testing the lights. You have to test them.
Of course. It's all about verification,
so,
testing,
you know, it can be the source of some marital friction.
Jim and
Jim
in Manassas, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, there's a limit to this sort of thing. One of my neighbors last year, he just threw some lights on his bush. You know, it took about 1 minute to throw them out there. And then he had this reindeer that's part of the entourage taking a poo, man, dropping a deuce on his yard.
Oh, see, that's the thing. These things get red dropping a deuce. Well, reindeer will do that. Jim, let's face it, but you should curb your deer and not do that. That's the thing. If you're going to go through the effort, you have to you're not sitting out on your front lawn every day. Your neighbors have to look at this all the time. So you want to do something cheery for the neighborhood.
That's right. It has to be in the spirit.
All right. Well, in the meantime, I guess when it comes, I love Christmas more than anything in the world. I love the music. I love everything about it. But when it comes to these outdoor displays, I think I lean on the Grinch side.
Yeah, we've known about this about you always.
Fair. It's 6:22 on WMAL. Greasy black
beard. Hey, WMAL listeners, who's excited about the holidays coming up? Yeah, us too. Listen, with all the extra family that's going to be coming by, now's the perfect time to get rid of the extra car, van, or boat that's taking up space in your driveway or garage. Spread the holiday cheer and get some good karma in return by donating that vehicle to Cars for Kids. Donating is quick and easy, and you'll get an end-of-year tax deduction that can help you save money on your taxes, plus a vacation voucher. So hurry up. There's only a couple of weeks left to get that 2016 tax deduction. All you need to do is call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. They'll schedule a free pickup right away, and you can have your space back. Cars for Kids handles all the paperwork and all the headache. It's that easy. So call today to donate and learn how you can make a difference in the life of a child by volunteering in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Attention. Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th. 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, mostly uneventful for the start of this morning's commute. Hope stays that way. In Adelphi, though, crews responding to the crash on New Hampshire Avenue. It's in the northbound direction. We normally have the heavier flow southbound, but northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Adelphi Road prior to the Beltway. Do watch for response there. On the top side of the Beltway, delays right before New Hampshire Avenue just starts to get a bit sluggish as you push in through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, backing up before 210. Again, it's just a lot of that volume forming. Suitland Parkway trying to recover now. Inbound Suitland Parkway, the crash near Branch Avenue, that's been finally cleared from the left lane. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says, start a holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib here for the holidays. Make this prime rib a part of a Dickie's meal or holiday feast, along with your favorite sides and their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or at dickies.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Gusty winds, cold temperatures, but plenty of clear sky and sunshine today. Probably struggling to get to 40 degrees. With the wind, it will obviously feel colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 626.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite.
Rename this Critter News in the Morning. Really, I mean, this is all people come for.
They're really. People, it's, well, that's why it's a certified fan favorite. And that goes without saying. We bring your attention to something that has been brought to the public's attention by Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. Now, I think of Terry McAuliffe as sort of an urbane city dweller. You know, I don't think of him as being like a country farmer of any. Although he likes his shooting. He loves to skeet
hunting.
Shooting.
We go hunting and hunting shooting. And shooting. Remember hunting and shooting?
That's right. But
yeah, he's from Syracuse.
That's right. He has revealed that he and his family have chickens.
Okay.
At the governor's mansion.
Well, that's cool.
In Richmond.
That's good. I would do that.
Apparently, it was a promise that he made to his children. If we go to live in the governor's mansion, you can have some chickens.
That's cool.
And so the kids apparently were very excited about the chickens.
Yeah, I wonder if they take care of them.
I don't know.
Hire someone.
I'm sure there's a taxpayer-funded person who takes care of. He's the chicken keeper at Richmond, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, they have four chickens. And one of them is named Dolly. Mm-hmm. One of them is named Snape.
Oh, like Harry Potter.
Professor
Severus Snape.
And one is named Camo.
Huh.
I don't know what that's in reference to. But the last one is named Hillary.
Oh, after Terry McAuliffe's good friend Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, and isn't that nice? And he revealed that just before the election, Hillary died.
Aw. Well, that's sad. That's sad. I sound like I think it's funny, but it's kind of funny.
Maybe it was a sign of some kind. I don't know.
Well.
But the chicken died, and they have replaced Hillary with another chicken.
Well, thank God for that.
It's Hillary Jr.
Well, all right. Now, were there seven herbs and spices involved in any of this?
I don't know, but okay. that'd be a great idea. Okay,
they better get plucking.
But who would have thought Terry McAuliffe was a chicken farmer?
Well, when it comes to Hillary.
Well, he's chicken something. I don't know if it's farmer.
And he's kind of cock of the walk sometimes. It's 6:29.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. Optima Tax Relief.
I guess Governor McCullough can say the cluck stops here.
That's a great idea. I'm sorry you didn't come up with that moment.
Coming up, it's Trevor Maddich, Eagles, Redskins, Sunday. Booyah!
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Big crowds and a bit of gridlock were the story as the new MGM casino opened at National Harbor last night. The casino was closed to new customers an hour after it opened because it was filled to capacity. The parking garage was closed for the same reason, and police closed off two beltway exits to the harbor in a bid to free up the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, which was jammed before midnight. Some people were still trying to get in the door in the middle of the night. Eight Georgetown University students spent the night holed up inside the office of President John DeJoya to protest the school's marketing deal with Nike. The students claim the shoe company's factory in Vietnam is a sweatshop and they're not leaving until the deal's canceled. The school says it does support the rights of all workers. No word on how the sit-in may be resolved. The world is mourning the loss of John Glenn, who represented the U.S. in space and Ohio in the Senate. But did you know Arlington claims a piece of his legacy, too? One of its newest schools, Discovery Elementary, is named in Glenn's honor. He spent decades living right across the street, and he told WMAL in 2014.
I'm glad they're using the Discovery theme because I think that's what good education is all about, is letting the kids all discover their own talents and capabilities and encourage that.
The school was named after the space shuttle that carried Glenn into space in 1998. Highway crews are working through heavy snow squalls to clear a chain reaction crash on Interstate 90 in Ohio, involving more than 50 vehicles with at least 19 injuries. The crash started when a truck rear-ended a bus, starting the domino effect. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 54,17. In sports, the Wizards beat the Nuggets at Verizon Center. The Maryland women remain perfect with a win over St. Peter's. Thursday night football, the Chiefs beat the Raiders. That ends Oakland's six-game win streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
6:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 northbound, looking good as you push through Dumfries up toward the Beltway. Sluggish, though, toward the Occoquan, again in Lorton. Minneville Road, it's Spriggs Road. Do watch police at the scene of the crash there. 66, just the volume on the increase, and that's about it. Both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. Let's go Adelphi, Maryland on New Hampshire Avenue, pushing northbound. If you're heading up toward the Beltway, northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Adelphi Road, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. A little bit of volume starts to form in that stretch. And then the top side of the Beltway, right as you come off of 95, that's where delays are starting to begin now. Pit stop and go around toward George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, cold temperatures, but plenty of clear sky and sunshine today. Probably struggling to get to 40 degrees. With the wind, it will obviously feel colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 in Springfield, 26 in Frederick, 31 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, we've got a lot in store for you. 705, Michelle Malkin. 715, astronaut Tom Jones on John Glenn. 735, Stuart Barney Fox Business Channel. 805, astronaut Clayton Anderson also on John Glenn. And then at 835, Brett Baer. All that coming up. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the rescue.
Are you ready for the Redskins Eagles this weekend? I mean, listen, this is getting serious. We got to win some games if we have any hope from playing in the postseason. Joining us down the line, Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst, and you see him over at Comcast Sportsnet, as where he serves as a co-host there. And he's an all-around good guy. Hey, how you doing this morning, Trevor?
Well, I'm getting nervous about the way this season is shaking out. The Redskins are now outside of the playoff picture and looking in.
Well, that's right. And now it gets down to, well, you got to win them all. And the Eagles, well, you know, we've had some pretty good luck against the Eagles, and they are coming off three straight losses. They've lost four out of the five last games. But somehow I'm a little worried. I just don't know if our head's in the right place. Did that chewing out that the coach gave them last week, is that helping to motivate these players?
Well, I sure hope so. It was a chewing out that was so loud that people could hear it from outside the locker room, and that doesn't seem to fit with Jay Gruden's personality, which is exactly the reason that hopefully it'll rattle the cage of the players there, because if a coach just yells and yells and yells, it becomes background noise. But if a coach doesn't do that and then does,
It tends to grab people's attention.
Exactly. And let's hope that happens, because the Eagles coach did the same thing. The Eagles coach last week, they lost to Cincinnati last week, and Doug Peterson basically came out publicly and said that his players lacked effort, and that really chapped those guys.
So we'll see
who wants it more.
And I understand we're getting the return of Trent Williams this week, who has been serving a suspension. How does the team receive him?
Well, they will love to have him back, because he's one of the best football players, never mind offensive linemen, one of the best football players on that team. And keep this in mind as well, that three of the five guys who started on the offensive line last week, three of those guys haven't practiced yet, and so this week.
Hmm.
So they need Trent Williams back. One of those guys is Ty Insecki, the guy who replaced Trent Williams at left tackle. So he'll be going against Connor Barwell, who's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. They need him to not have any rust. He has to step off the train and hit it full speed.
You know, I mean, if I were Kirk Cousins, I'd want Trent Williams to be there. I'm not okay with this, though.
What?
I mean, the guy did something incredibly selfish and stupid. And we're just like, oh, well, he's back now, and all is forgiven. I still resent the fact that this guy used his own personal self-interest over the team.
You know what, though? I see it differently. I mean, you're right about that ultimately. I still don't know whether he missed a drug test or whether he's tested positive for something. I know he's had marijuana issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that he's a guy who plays with a lot of pain. He plays hurt. And I know a lot of NFL players believe that marijuana should be allowed because it's a lot better to help get through pain than some of the class 3 and class 4 narcotics that the players are issued when the pain gets high enough. Even things like over-the-counter pain medications do tremendous damage to your kidneys and your liver if you take too much of them, which players tend to need to do because they're not effective enough. So I think players look at that as, you know, if it were just, hey, he went to a party and decided to slip up, that's one thing. But if he's trying to get through the day, then I think players would look at it in a different way than that. And so I think they welcome him back for that reason, and also because they want to win. They want to go to the playoffs. And like John Madden famously said one time, winning is the best deodorant.
And speaking of winning and getting to the playoffs, listen, you think the Redskins should be able to handle the Eagles up in Philly, right? That's, if they can't win this game, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Would you agree with that assessment?
I don't know that the Redskins can handle anybody handily.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, not even the Cleveland Browns. I'm worried. I think the Redskins need to give their best game every week.
Well, by the way, this week RG3 will be starting for the Cleveland Browns. So, anything
why can't
can
we get a guy like that? No, the thing about Philly, though, is that last week their best receiver missed the game, and their best running back missed the last 2 weeks, and they lost the last three.
Right.
So those two guys should be back for this game. So we're looking at a different Philly team than the one that struggled the last few weeks.
But it's not that different than the team we handled pretty well at home at FedEx Field earlier in the season.
Well, yes, and there's actually one advantage that the Redskins will have now that they did not then, and that's that rookie quarterback Connor Wentz was on a tear early in the season.
Until he met us.
We kind of slapped him down. And since then, teams have figured out what to do about him, and he's struggled. He's thrown a lot of interceptions, and that's one thing the Redskins defense has really failed at, is getting turnovers. So that's one thing they're hoping to do, is turn that around and turn Wentz into an interception machine in this game.
You know, I saw a moment in the game last week where Kirk Cousins seemed really angry. Now, he's a passionate player, and I love that about him, but he was angry. He was mad. Have we heard anything about what it was that was upsetting Kirk Cousins?
You know, I have not, but I do know this, that Cousins is not a guy that is undisciplined with his emotions. When he shows anger, it's because he intends to. And I think that the team will not look at him as a guy that's a loose cannon. So I haven't found that out. I'd like to know. Maybe we can, we can kind of dig into that a little bit. But I do know this also, that up in Baltimore, Joe Flacco, their quarterback, is criticized for not showing enough emotion.
Mm.
So I'd rather have a guy who shows emotion but doesn't allow it to detract from his play than a guy who shows no emotion at all, and you never know what he's thinking if he's supposed to be your team leader.
All right. So, I'm sorry, final prediction?
Final prediction, the Redskins rise up. They are incredibly injured. But I think that Kirk Cousins will outduel Carson Wentz by a wide margin, and that will be the difference for a Redskins win.
All right. And as fans start to, you know, really focus on NFL, you know, Thanksgiving's over. It's time to, people are going to have some time off with the holidays. They're going to watch more football. Redskins are in the hunt, but they do need some help. Forgetting about who we should be rooting for, which is always the Redskins, who should we be rooting to lose right now? Who should we be rooting against so that we can get in?
You should be rooting against Tampa Bay, who is the team that just leapfrogged the Redskins last week. Root against the Packers, the Vikings, and always, but especially now, the New York Giants.
Right, and that last game of the season will be against the Giants, and that's looming large, isn't it?
That is looming massive.
Can't wait. I think New Year's Eve is that game, that's or New Year's Day. Can't wait. All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, Trevor, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
644.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Yeah, New Year's Day in Landover. Wow. Giants at Redskins, well, final game of the season. You're going to want to have a football party for that game if you can't get over to FedEx Field. And when you have your party, when your friends come over, you don't want them to look at all the mess in your carpets, do you? No, you want your carpets to have a truly deep cleaning before that. Now's the time, before the holidays, before New Year's, before your football party with the Redskins, to call Zero Res. They're ready to help, and they've got a really generous deal. The Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res is going to donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Thank you very much, Zero Res. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Thank you very much, Zero Res. See, everybody wins with this great offer. Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians are company employees. They're drug tested. They're background checked. They're bonded, and they respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. And by the way, Zero Res even brings their own water to the table, so they're not tapping it into your water system. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays. Call Zero Res. The 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House. $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's 645 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. A little bit of activity around the area now on the Virginia Beltway Inner Loop Annandale for the crash after he passed 236. Little River Turnpike. Be watch for that stop and go as you head past Braddock Road in that stretch. For 66 through Centerville, sluggish again as you come up through to the Beltway in the Dale City area. Serious crash. Minneville Road and Spriggs Road involves a motorcycle. They might be calling for a medevac helicopter there. Adelphi, Maryland. Inside the Beltway, the crash on the northbound side of New Hampshire Avenue at Adelphi Road. Watch your police direction there. 270. All right, it's Friday morning. Get a break coming out of Frederick and down toward Urbana. A little bit stop and go toward 109 and again in Gaithersburg, but that is about it for 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are precipitation free, but the colds come on in. Near 40 this afternoon, it will feel colder. Clear, chilly tonight, still breeze, upper 20s. Outlying areas will be colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 40. Mostly cloudy Sunday, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 646.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
As they say, the friendly skies have become less and less friendly over the years, and you're just jammed in there like sardines in a can, and it's not always the most pleasant thing, you know, but at least you have your Wi-Fi. But the Wi-Fi may cause you more problems than you might expect in the future, because they are now considering allowing phone calls on a flight. That's right. You know, you can't actually use your cell signal, but you can use the Wi-Fi that the aircraft have to make Wi-Fi phone calls. See, there's nothing in the FCC rules and regulations that would prohibit that. It's been a Department of Transportation rule that says you shouldn't do it, but now the Department of Transportation is considering allowing the airlines themselves to make the decision about whether or not they allow phone calls on a flight.
Great.
And
that's fantastic news. There's no technical problems here. There's no safety issues. You're using the Wi-Fi, so you're not interfering with the communications of the plane.
You like this idea?
Well, sure. I mean, why not? If you,
this is the worst idea ever. And look, I mean, if it's an emergency, fine. We used to have phones, by the way, on planes. You know, you used to have to slide your credit. It was very expensive.
Sure.
Not many people used them except for really important phone calls. But if you can just call anybody, you can call Aunt Midge and find out how she's doing.
Midge?
Yeah, or whatever.
Who are you to say what's important to someone? Maybe it's important to be in touch with your family when you're on the plane.
Or, you can call and talk to your kids. I suppose that's important, but... I don't want to listen to the conversation 6 inches from my ear.
You mean like if it's a really important business emergency and the guy next to you is...
Hello! Did you get the facts I sent? It's really important. Nigel gets it.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
You don't want to sit there and deal with that?
I don't want that, no.
Or what if you're sitting next to perhaps a young millennial who's really bored?
Having
and wants
one
to...
of those conversations.
No. I'm like all about it, owning it and embracing.
Yeah, no,
that kind of thing.
That would drive me insane. That would drive me crazy. That would drive me beyond distraction.
Well, listen, a lot of people travel for work purposes, for business purposes, and I think that if you've got to get from one place to another, and I mean, the advent of Wi-Fi on a plane was fantastic because you could check your email, you can return your emails, you can respond, you can write, you can do things. If you can sit on a conference call, if you can continue to conduct business while you're flying, it's just better productivity. It's a great thing. I'm happy.
Well, a lot of
And airlines can say, hey, we're going to allow it. And then people who want to fly in that condition and want to get their business done, they'll go to that airline. If other airlines say, oh, no, we're classier than that with our little plastic forks in our tiny bathroom, so we're not going to have anyone talking on the phone, then people will pay to go on that airline, and the market will decide.
Well, apparently the airline flight attendants union doesn't like it. They think it's a bad idea, and they're against it.
Oh.
A lot of airlines have already said no. Southwest says nope, not going to have phone calls. Alaska, Delta, no. United's reviewing the policy.
Right.
JetBlue has had no comment.
Okay, and customers can make their decisions. It's 6:50.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2186 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home, with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2186 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-570-2186. That's 800-570-2186 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College college gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Meet with advisors at an open house near you and learn how UMUC can fit into your budget and your busy schedule. For open house dates and times, visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Will it be boom or bust, bulls or bears today? Let's check in with John Lesher, the CNBC Business Report.
Good morning, and stop me if you've heard this before, but the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all are entering this last trading day of the week at record high levels. In fact, stocks are on track for a fifth week in a row of gains thanks to the post-election rally on Wall Street. And right now, the futures are higher. Investors will get a look today at the latest reading on consumer sentiment for December. It is expected to be higher. The Fed is expected to raise its key interest rate by a quarter of 1% at its policy meeting next week, this after a year after its last rate hike. And the Postal Service says that today is a deadline to get priority and first-class mail to the post office if you wanted to arrive ahead of Christmas. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, we the people made history. We triumphed over the political and media elite. Bravo! Now comes the dirty work draining the swamp, dismantling decades of progressive policies which have brought America to the brink of financial ruin. One book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains what must be done right now. It offers solid steps to protect yourself from the risks these elites have set in motion, like a $20 trillion debt explosion, an entitlement collapse, stagnant growth with rising inflation, and the ongoing war on cash and your privacy, all of which could take many years to repair, even under President Donald Trump. Expect much pain before any gain, like after the Carter years. So do not let your guard down. You must call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Again, 1-800-289-2646. Write it down, 1-800-289-2646. Then what are you going to get? A free $20 book right now. 1-800-289-2646.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Kick into Silver Spring, south of the Wheaton High School on Connecticut Avenue, Randolph Road. Crash, police are responding. In Adelphi, Maryland, northbound New Hampshire Avenue. If you're pushing up toward the Beltway, a little bit unusual volume here northbound. The crash is at Adelphi Road. Southbound, though, out of Hillendale and coming off the Beltway, no delay. Your southbound lanes of New Hampshire Avenue are open. All right, Virginia, Beltway struggling a little bit here through Annandale. The crash on the inner loop north of the Little River Turnpike. And on Spriggs Road, north of Minneville Road in Dale City, do watch for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, cold temperatures, but plenty of clear sky and sunshine today. Probably struggling to get to 40 degrees. With the wind, it will obviously feel colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, we are looking at 31 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The president-elect wasn't happy with Boeing for an outrageously expensive airplane. A replacement is being ordered for Air Force One, the aircraft that transports the president of the United States. It also has lots of extras. Full communication suites, office space, and sleeping quarters. Extra protections to avoid getting shot down. A little more under the hood for a speedy getaway. All of that makes the plane a lot more expensive than the mass-produced commercial airliners. President-elect Trump decides that he will hold the company accountable publicly for the $4 billion price tag. That seems outrageous even for the extras. So he tweets that the government should cancel the contract. Only one small problem. The cost of the plane was about $370 million, according to Boeing. Their stock goes down as a result of that tweet. Trump needs to understand that words have consequences, especially as president of the United States. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by astronaut Dr. Tom Jones to talk about the life and times of one John Glenn.
Plus, the one and only Michelle Malkin, and also the one and only Stuart Varney.
Wow.
There's only one of each of those.
That's
and
a big
awesome.
Hour right there.
Keep it here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.